World is here, I am here. And I am unsatisfied. How I can, my inner self can be satisfied? That is our necessity. How the inner thirst can be quenched? We are in want. How this want can be removed? By what process? There are so many things. I have got this body, the bone, the nervous system, the blood, and to know anything and everything about them. And what is the composition of the blood? These things are necessary details, not necessary. I am uneasy, I want to remove my kriyami kano. The question should be regulated like this. Kriyami, who am I? And why I am troubled? Kano muri yade tapatva. I don't know how to get rid out of this problem. The general question. I am concerned with these general questions. This inquiry. Adhatu brahma jikkara. As from I have come, how I am living, and what is my future. These are the main questions concerning me, and I must concentrate all of my energy to solve that. Not only myself, but whatever I see, look and see and experience. The answer is, yatu vaimani bhutani jayante, in the broad way, the wide way, a solution for all. Yatu vaimani bhutani jayante, jena jatani jivanti yat pajante, tad vijitkasasra. There should be a nature of question, inquiry. A method of proper inquiry. The inquiry after this and that 100 things, that is waste of energy. The Shastric inquiry has been couched in such way. As from we have come, and what maintains, sustains me, and what is my future, why I am uneasy, and how my inner fulfillment I can acquire. Our questions, our inquiry should be in such a standard way. Otherwise, the disease of inquiry, not inquiry proper. So many curiosity may come, and that has got no end. So we shall learn how to question, how to make inquiry. And our energy has got some value, not to be wasted, in everywhere, in inquiry, to fulfill, in the way of fulfillment also, how to reach the goal, save our energy. And regulate in a particular proper channel. Proper channel. Then it is Kali Yuga. Sadhu Sangha Krishna Naam. A standard company. A standard association. That is the real and the only healthful necessity of our life. Otherwise, deviation from that, I may be misguided at any place, any stage. Sadhu Sangha and the Krishna Naam. Sadhu Sangha Krishna Naam. Ehi matra chai. Only this thing is necessary. Sadhu Sangha Krishna Naam. এই মাত্র চাই সংসার জিনিস আর কোন গেট আউট অব দি আনডিজায়ারেবিলিটি নাথিং ইজ সো ইউজফুল nothing is so useful. The substance of all advice Mahaprabhu says. Sadhu Sangha Krishna Nam. Only Krishna Nam without Sadhu, that is also to go on, it is a difficult thing. Sadhu Sangha. In one word, Sadhu Sangha. A standard inquirer, a standard realizing soul, anyhow, to get his comfort, secure his comfort, then everything is great. And the father's sister is Guru. Guru is the king of the sadhu, of the good man. Divine personality. Who can guide? Guru means who can guide me, satisfactory. Otherwise, whom I can believe, whom I can trust, to my utmost understanding and submit, surrender. My inquiry is being fulfilled to its utmost necessity. And still I can't limit him more. Then we have to surrender to God. As much as I can make inquiry, that is satisfied. And also I find that what I do not know, that is to be tested there. Rest there, so I can trust and surrender. Cast myself at his mercy, some mystic confidence. Then we surrender to this. The best of the sadhu of my experience. I can't measure divinity and honesty in him. As much as I can guess, I can know, I can inquire, more than satisfied. So, God be there. For the unknown hope. And try to collect all the energy possible to surrender at his disposal and to do accordingly. Amar Mahito, I am not, I do not belong to myself, I belong to him. In this place, I have no right, I have already offered me, given, away to him. And whatever he will direct, detect, I must do that. This moral obligation I have got with him. I won't indulge in letting out my so many internal mental propensities to go their own way. I won't be master, any longer master of my own. My master is there. I want to have that sort of thing, that option, that interestless work, non-interest, apparently, not my individual interest. My individual interest has been satisfied. So, on higher conception I have got of the higher world. My ego, I must not allow me simply to be the king of my own self. My good consideration has taken me to such a place that I can surrender. By surrendering, I may earn more. That mystic idea, conception. My suggestion, my conception and my suggestion, what duty I am to take, that is lower, then I am satisfied. Then if I do according to his direction and suggestion, I will be more benefited, some sort of underground hope, a strong hope, deep hope of such character. Then will be more gainer, more gainer. Higher direction from above, higher direction, higher suggestion, higher direction from higher and higher, deeper sphere of love and beauty. High wave, I am to connect with the high and the subtle most wave. And I will be more benefited. That is the idea. So I shall try to be at the disposal of the higher agency, of the higher thinking and the higher loving place. On the whole, that will be the idea. So come in connection with the higher layer of life, the most subtle layer of life. Anyhow. Different breeds there are around all, of different type, of different interest, of different loss and gain, but to connect with the highest, that should be our all. This is still, there was one Bhagat Singh in Punjab. He was a revolutionist, anarchist. When I was in Delhi, 1929 or so, some of them were men of Punjab, Bhagat Singh. And he was a good man on the whole, and very bold. I was there in Delhi at that time. He and the Bhutukeshwar or someone came as a visitor in the Parliament House and threw some bomb on the Parliament, only to make sure not to hurt anybody. Then an inquiry was made and they came to give their statement that what is this fund? Only to show our objection or protest, I have thrown this not to kill anyone, but to dishonor this sort of parliament. This is no Swaraj, no independence, no real parliament, it is a sham. So we despise it. Anyhow, with this thread, some inquiry was made, and it was found that he is entangled with many murder cases also. So he was hanged. There was a case, and Gandhi at that time went to Arvind was the viceroy. Went to propose to Arvind that release him, he's a good boy, and hang me in his place. I offer you, sir. Why you do so? None. He's a very good man, but only he's in the Hingsa, the violent way. Violent means he has been taken. And by my offering my life for him, he may change from violent to non-violent. That is my hope. So I offer. Arvind rejected. Bhagat Singh was hanged. And before his hanging he told, I am very eager to see the life after death. This has been finished to me. The charm of this life has already finished, has been finished. Only I am very eager to see what is the life after death. So from time to time this comes to my mind, and I also say to my friends that the charm of this life, it is finished. What is there more? Already we have got good experience. This is all stale. After all, janma mrityu jara vyadhi. Where these four enemies are present, there cannot be any real happiness. Where is death, there cannot be any happiness. Always under the threatening of death. So, this is finished. No charm. With eagerness we must make inquiry. For a soil, where to live? Must select a higher plane where we can really live. Jadgatta no nivartante tad dhamu param. Avamma bhona loka punar avartinar jano. Bhamu pettet kunteya punar janma naviddadi. A permanent acquisition. All is possible in my plane. And these occupations and kingship are all dream. So if we want to get out of this dreamy life and enter into reality, then raise yourself to the standard of finding the, however subtle it may be, the plane of reality, which cannot be devoured by death. Collect your energy to build up something permanent. And what will be diminished the next moment? You are going to invest your energy for that. A foolish attempt. Uddhari rātmanātvānam ātmānam avasādai ātmai bhaji ātmano bandhu ātmai bhaji gurātmano. You are your friend, mind it, and you are your enemy also. You are your own enemy if you do not mind your own development. Your progress real, then you are your enemy. And you can be your own friend, and none can do so much help to you as you yourself can do. Uddhavira. Bandhuratma tanastasya jinai vatma atmanajita. If you can have the self-control, collect yourself, your energy from going astray, and direct it to the proper channel, where you can really treat them, you are your friend. And if you allow yourself to be led by so many senses, I'm Lord Nature, and who has always tried to move in the land of reaction, exploitation and reaction, suffering. Then you are gone, you are your own enemy, you have done with your own. Consider all these things. Consider deeply and take the right step what to do. The human life is very valuable. You have got the power of discrimination. If you go in the other sex as reaction, compelled by the reactionary wave, as a tree or a beast, well, it will be. And can you tell for certain that the next life you may not be degraded into an animal life? What guarantee is there? And everything is not in debt. The progress is not in darkness, in ignorance only. You will be able to feel what real progress is if you really participate in it. Then you will feel Hridayena Bhanugyato. Your heart's approval you will get. You can feel. Your inner approval you can feel. You can conceive. Not that a bogus hope has been given to you and you will be taken in a foreign land and there you will be murdered and whatever. No hands at that time. It is not like that. Bhakti pareshan bhavu virakti. Then that famous sloka of Bhagavatam, Vidyati Hridayagranti Chiddanti Sarva Sanshaya. Whether you are eating something, your belly will be a witness. Your belly will say, yes, I am eating. Yes, I am eating. Bhakti pareshanu bhavu. Pravadyamanasya yathasmitasya bhakti. Bhakti. Yathasmitasya tushti pushti khudapaya. The satisfaction and the satisfaction of the hunger and gaining strength, then when you are unfed and the consciousness experience that you have fed. Pushti pushti khudopaya. And no longer any feeling of necessity of eating more and more. These are the fruits for your progress. Hare Krishna. The most valuable time, and it is being lost by misapplication. For want of misapplication, malapplication, the most valuable time, energy has been lost. Awake, arise, uttisthata, jagrata, and prapavarani buddhata, and engage yourself to address others also to engage this campaign. And that will also help you in a particular way, that you may not be so slothful as you are your question. One of our God brother, the founder of Gaudiya Sangha, Goswami Maharaj, who took sannyas from me while he was a senior man. After Bhan Maharaj, when I refused, then he was sent to England. And there, one Vinod Bani, one English lady, was made disciple by him. Then he told, when he was householder, he collected few disciples. Then one young man, now that Vishnu Jan is Van Bihari Babaji, is in Vrindavan at present. He was young, 25 or 30, newly married, but he left his house and came to live with Guru, his Gurudev Goswami Maharaj. And Goswami Maharaj was a householder at that time. I went to take him from his house on Kharpur. But then he came, and 15 days I stayed there with him to take him out of his household life. And then he came to Midnapur, and within few days he took sannyas from me. At that time he pronounced one word, that Vishnu Jan, he has given me sannyas. that young disciple, my disciple, in young age, he has come out of his house living his young wife. And I am living a life of a householder. And my disciple is so strong in his adherence, attempt. That pinch to me now and then. So that is the prime cause of my accepting sannyas life. So when we preach, we say so many big things to others, but if I cannot keep myself in a standard life, then how they will take me? This will also try to keep me, to help me for keeping a standard life. So preaching is also to engage oneself into preaching. That is also helpful to keep up our life in standard. That I am saying so many big things to others, and if I am seen to be a defaulter, the prestige, and that will also help me to certain extent. But it will be dangerous without proper guidance. We must not jump into the world of preaching, meeting so many variegated nature of men. And it is also possible that I may be lost there. I may be lost there also. So under the guidance of some higher agent, we should engage ourselves in the activity. And the busy program. Engage ourselves in busy program. So may not have any spare time to go on indulging with all these trifling matters. These are all helpful to us. And then also recapitulate, when I came to our Guru Maharaj, what for? I was some male purpose I had. All for some real purpose. Then, why I am making treachery with me? If that is my best understanding when I accepted his diksha, then I am making treachery with my conscience, my goodwill, my high position, all these things should be discussed and thought out to help out. And mainly association with a higher good devotee of higher type, and keeping engagement as busy as possible, not without any program, not vacant mind, idle man's brain is the devil's workshop. Do you know? Do you hear that?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes. So fully packed, responsibility. Without responsibility, none can catch the mind and convert. The responsibility only can catch the mind and engage itself in work. Otherwise, the body may work, the mind will go either way that. But the sense of responsibility, while lying, while eating, the mind is to be engaged, how to do this, how, what plan, what this. Bhool hari bhool, these are the practical experience. Nidai bhool hari bhool. Nidai. Nidai bhool hari bhool, nidai bhool hari bhool. Nidai.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he chastised that Saki Beki.
Yes.
You know the story on that?
Saki Beki. Aul Baul Katta Bhaja Nera Darve Sai Sahajiya Saki Beki Smaatta Jati Gosai Chuladhari Gopi Chari Gaurango Nagori তোতা কহে এই চারোর সঙ্গ নাই কই রূপশাখা অলমোস্ট ইমিটেশনিস্ট সখী দেখি ইজ অলসো এ টাইপ অফ ইমিটেশন. They think that if physically I can take the robe of a sakhi, that will always remind me that I am a female. I am a female. And I got the mantra also from my guru. In the Sahajiya section it is in Bhog, that your age is 11, 12, such, like that, you are a girl of that age. And your next higher is that Manjari, Rupa Manjari, Vilas Manjari, or so and so. You conceive yourself in that light and go on. Take Harinam, do everything and everything, and you try to get that Abhimam, that type of ego within you. That you are a young girl, and you are and the association of so many sakhi, and you have got charge of particular service, you try to do that. Externally, you beg and maintain your life, anyhow, but internally, you go on thinking like that. And you, though male, you may accept the dress of a female, that will help you to your conception that you are a woman. Do that. That is Sati Vaikra, comes from that idea. And that man, that sadhu I told you, that was in Sati, there was a Sati Vaikra. But when I get a strong impression why you are deceiving you by taking the robe, you are already reduced to a woman ego. Full male ego is within you, and by taking the color, you will be easily mixed with the women, and you will die thereby. Then, anyhow, he came out. He gave up his, shaved his long ass like the ladies, and that dress also off, and he came to me, accepted me with perfection. There was one better than Sati Vaikra in Ramdas Babaji Mahat, that is Samajbari, Lalita Sati. He was a Brahmin, and we are told he has graduate also. He came to Charan Das Babaji, and anyhow, I saw him once before coming, joining this Gauriya Math, when I was wandering to seek for my proper Gurudev. I went to their ashram, and there found that gentleman. His age was at that time about near 50. This side, that side, a big figure, but clad with in ragged dress, and trying to imitate movements like the ladies. But then I did not know Gauriya Math. Anyhow, one gentleman amongst the visitors, they came with Gauriya, that it comes from Gauriya Math, from our Guru Maharaj. And there was some remark about that Sati Vaikra. And one gentleman said, Gauriya has written in this way, they are discarding this Sati Vaikra. Before this, he was in a very serious posture. Don't talk to anybody in a great posing. But when one gentleman read something from Gauriya Patrika, then he came out. Came out. They have what they have told in the remark, that is wrong. You can see another Patrika, that is from that gentleman. Sunar Gauranga or something like that. Sunar Gauranga, the editor of a big Bhajan Chaitanya Charitamrita, the principal of Kumilla College. That Radha Govinda Nath. He has got a big edition of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He used to publish Sunar Gauranga, one patrika, monthly perhaps. The ladies, that Sam Sakhi came with that book. You can see also, this patrika is supporting me. He came to show. I did not know all these things at that time. I was simply sightseer and hearing all these things. What is the matter? What is this Gauriya Patrika? Where from? And in support there is another patrika. And only this I marked, that he was very serious and with a pose of a very big person. But when that criticism came out, he came out. The man came out from the lady dress to protest earnestly. That, they are abusing, they do not know. And you see, this also is that. And this I marked. Sakhi Bheki. That they have got some sort of argument that if we take red dress, sannyasi, a dress of a garment of a sannyasi, it will remind me that I am not to participate with the ordinary people, I have got my peculiar holy dress. I must go accordingly. So something, but from where to where? Imitation. Imitation of what? The other day I told to that gentleman, Ramnagarbhat, Vaikunthi Prasidvadi Sakuli Chinmoy, the mathematical calculation is there. I am Tatastha Jiva, and the higher sphere is made up of higher stars than myself. They are all Guru. The earth, the water, the air, everything is Guru. Cent percent Guru. And only as a slave I can enter there, according to degree of my free acceptance of slavery and heartlessness for that. In that higher sphere, that is subjective. We are subject in relation to this world of objects. But that is super subject. Super subject. If at all I am to go there, then without devotion, without dedication, also dedication, we cannot have any entrance. Then we'll get something wrong. In this mundane world, we shall get something and satisfy ourselves. Yes, I have got. Very easy bias. Without price, one to buy. It is godly and the highest conception of Godhead. All these things are gone. Very cheap. Bargaina, cheap bargaina. We rather want to pay for our desired thing, object of our desire. We won't be miser there. Mahi kallan kritya. None can deceive you if you do not deceive yourself. Deceive you. Haya, superior. Not to enjoy. Satisfaction in giving. And the giving for which? This body for freedom fighting, that is also a type of sacrifice. And to some section, this is the highest sacrifice, to give the life for the country, for the nation. But Mahaprabhu says, this tamu dharma, this is sacrifice of the lowest order. Why? To think that this body is all enough. This is a poison to the soul. The negative representation of the soul. And to give that, and to get the highest achievement of the soul, this is ludicrous. Tamo dharma. If only by sacrificing this body, flesh and blood, we can attain Krishna, then every second I want to accept death, crores of times, Mahaprabhu. Koti deho charite pariye. What is this body? Nothing. Everything. The standard of living.